Jose Mourinho, the self-titled special one. There have been many plays on that down the years. When he came to see us here at the beIN Sports Studios in mid-January, he became the riveting one. He was in conversation with Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, Andy Gray and myself, and you couldn't stop listening. Of course, recently sacked by Manchester United, so some things were not on the agenda. There was much that was, and here's the best of it. Does possession matter in football?
Possession is important for a perspective of... It looks like you have always the control of the game, because when you have the ball, you don't concede goals, but depends. So many times you win matches and you are more dangerous than your opponent if you don't have the ball. I think it depends of a strategy. And everybody knows that Chelsea, normally, they want the ball. I think they are not very aggressive with the ball. I think it's possible to control them without the ball. And I think it's possible to hurt them in the moment you recover the ball.
What gives you more satisfaction, winning a game with the ball or grinding a game and a win without the ball?
Winning the game.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
And especially winning the game when you feel that you win the game because of a certain plan. And I think that when some people tell us, I have my philosophy. My philosophy is based on ball possession. My philosophy is based on build from the back. My philosophy is based on some beauty, but then doesn't have results. I consider that a protection to the losers. If you have the ball, if you have ball possession, if you build well from the back, if you play beautiful football and you win, fantastic. That's perfection.
A lot of your recent frustration has been put down to the fact that you're I have to steer around the issue at Manchester United, but you have a reputation for parking the bus. Has that style
Do you know when that reputation started? When I was champion in Madrid with 100 points, 116 goals. the record of Spanish football. And when you consider that in Spain, over the history of Spanish football, you had amazing teams. You had probably one of the best or the best team in the world for the last decade at least.
But you do.
And there's another team that has the records. How can you be defensive with 100 points and 116 goals?
Do you accept the perception is that you have a reputation for parking the bus, and that you get satisfaction from? Let's take for an example. You're spoiling Liverpool's title bid that night at Anfield when you went up there and won 2-0. Classic. Smash and grab, wasn't it?
Not classic. I was playing a Champions League final, a Champions League semi-final 2 days later against Atletico Madrid. And I go to Anfield with the players that were not going to play the Champions League semi-final. And we had to organize a team to try to get a result, which was what we did. And Man City never sent me a gift after that match because they were champions because of that match.
Andy knows where I'm going with this. Last question on this subject, then we must take a break. Has that style of football been swept away by the way that Guardiola, Klopp, Emery today for 20 minutes, and others play the game these days?
Yeah, you just told me that Emery won the match without the ball.
As I was speaking, I realised that I'd made a mistake going down that line. But I said for 20 minutes today. Has that style of football been usurped by the way that a lot of modern football is played?
What is that, modern football?
Modern football is pass completion, is movement of the ball, is scoring goals, is entertaining if you can. That's modern football.
You missed one.
Go on.
Most important one. Winning. That's what I think.
Well, yes.
You know, do you consider Simeone a good manager?
We all do.
I do.
Yes.
Do you consider that he got good results with Atletico Madrid in a country where obviously Real Madrid and Barcelona, they should be in the top of them. I think so. Do they play beautiful football?
Not necessarily.
And Diego just gave an interview a couple of days ago after he lost in the cup against Girona, and he just told, today we played well but we lost. What I want is to win.
Should a manager be able to go into a football club and place upon it his philosophy and his beliefs, whatever the history of that club?
I think absolutely depends. You know?
Depends. I asked the question because Gary Neville said this week that never again should a manager be appointed at Manchester United that would have a philosophy that is different to that which Manchester United supporters have grown up watching.
He doesn't know my philosophy.
What is your philosophy?
Depends. My philosophy depends. I would love to go to a club and to be in conditions to do what Jurgen and Pep, for example, they did. You look to the team that Liverpool started the game today. How many players were there before Jurgen arrived?
Not many, if any.
A couple.
And when Pep was not happy with the four fullbacks that he had, and in the same summer he bought four fullbacks that he liked. And when he bought one goalkeeper like Claudio Bravo, then he was not happy with Claudio Bravo, and the next season he bought Ederson. And when Jurgen is in the club and win absolutely nothing for 3.5 years, and he still has the trust, and he still has the confidence, and he still has the conditions to try to keep going, and probably this season they have a big chance to do it, but it's the first time they win a trophy. That's why I was saying before that in my next job I will not starting a conversation with the club without knowing exactly what the club wants and what the club has to give in terms of structure and in terms of the club objectives.
Now, I don't need to answer this for you, but I will suggest to you then, your philosophy is getting the best that you can with the tools that you've been given to work with.
Also.
And it doesn't matter, ultimately, how you achieve that, but the winning is the most important thing.
You know, I think you are in that direction of a lie told 1,000 times become truth, and is not true. Can you tell that the Chelsea 2004, 2006 was not a phenomenal team with absolutely entertaining football, attacking football, counter-attacking football, amazing defensive football too? Can you tell that that team was not phenomenal? You cannot tell. You cannot tell. When people remember the incredible match that Inter played in Barcelona in the Champions League semi-final with 10 men.
Yeah.
And people say that was a masterclass of defensive football, but was two buses parked. You don't tell that 2 weeks before, Inter 3, Barcelona 1. Mm.
Yeah.
So we put ourselves in the position to go there and defend that result and playing with 10 men against the best team in the world, because 2 weeks before we beat them 3-1 and should be 4-5. You understand what I mean? And then when I come to Chelsea for the second time and we managed to be champion, we were champions when we were not the best team in the country. And to be champion when you are not the best team in the country, you have to be more strategic than philosopher. And then, when Chelsea was champion again with Antonio Conte, Chelsea was a counter-attack team. Chelsea was very defensive and was phenomenal on the counter-attack. Because once more, they did it by the strategic point of view. But because it was Antonio and was not me, you didn't mention it.
Well, I think we did here.
You didn't mention it.
No, we did here. We did mention it. And we have given you credit for a Chelsea side
but
that
there is,
swept
there, there is one
away.
Thing that you cannot deny. There is not a way to deny. Spanish football. Jimmy was there. I was there. You are in this job for a few years. The record of Spanish football.
Don't be nice to them.
The record of Spanish football was not Barcelona.
No, it was Real Madrid.
It was Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. And the manager of Real Madrid was the defensive guy that beat all the records. We won against every team, home and away. Every team that in Spain, the typical teams, Valencia, Sevilla, Atletico Madrid, Atletico Bilbao, Barcelona, we were champions, winning at home and away. We won every game at home and away. But is Mourinho.
Did you feel a responsibility to give Real Madrid fans what they'd come to expect?
In Madrid?
Yeah, philosophy rather than strategy.
Come on, when I arrived there, they were already forgiven what was to win.
They forgot what
was to win. When we went to the cup final and we beat Barcelona in the cup final, I think it was 25 years without a Copa del Rey. When we win the league, still now, for the past 10 years, Real Madrid was champion twice. Okay, Champions League, fantastic achievement they've made, but that's another story, that's not my story. My story was in that period where Barcelona was the best club, the best team in the world, we went there and we broke that period. I did my job there. You know, and I did my job at every club that I've been. A part of Manchester United where people think or people want to sell the idea. But I know that I did my job.
Last one, then we will go. Do you get more satisfaction from having finished second with that group or sixth the year before and winning two trophies?
No doubt, winning the trophies. No doubt, winning the trophies. You know, I know that
so to
finish...
So Pochettino's wrong then. You can have success and be judged
no,
by...
No, I'm not saying that he's wrong. He's different than me. He thinks different than me. Or the day he start winning trophies, he changed his communication. Can be. I like him very much as a person. I like him very much as a coach. No doubts about it. So I'm not being critic at all. I'm just saying that maybe he's different than me, and I accept that totally. Maybe he's different than me.
You go into sport. This is what I get about. And we always argue about this. And this is why sometimes I hate the top four qualifying for the Champions League. It's almost like a reward for finishing second, third and fourth, right? But you go into sport to do what? Yes, to compete.
To win.
But ultimately, you go into sport to win it.
But there is one thing that, you know, I give you an example. I won once FA Cup against Manchester United with Chelsea. The first FA Cup final at the new Wembley.
Drogba,
extra time, minute 100 and something.
Shocking game, by the way.
Shocking game, by the way. But last year, I lost an FA Cup final. Was also a shocking game, by the way, but not from us, because we were the team with the ball, we were the team with the chances, we were the team that deserved to win, we were the team that was closer to win. Shocking game. Shocking game, but I lost. And you close your mouth. But when I won, in your words, with a shocking game, you say that is a shocking game. There is a difference. There is one thing that I am very poor. I don't care about communication. Do you know what I mean?
But you do. I don't have a structure behind me.
I said this to you earlier.
You love communicating. It is one of the. It is.
No, that's why. That's why I'm here.
Yes, of course.
I
think what we should ask is, if you were the last 3 years manager of Tottenham, would you have won something, a trophy?
I don't answer because I respect my colleague I'm not there say
no.
I promise you I would. I refuse to say that. I refuse to say that.
But your mentality is to win, and I think you would win something.
But you can say that. I cannot say that because I want to be, when I am special, on this side, I want to be ethic, and I don't want to be the pundit.
No.
I don't want to be the pundit that wins every game because he never played one.
Good point.
You know?
Good point. Good yeah, point. I like that.
You know? Jose, do you think we treat you differently?
I think, yeah.
Why? Because you're aggressive? Because you're on the front foot? Because you want to fight us all the time?
Because probably you don't know me well as a person. I am not the kind of person that you fall in love when I appear in the screen in working moments. Press conferences, matches, pre-match, post-match is not... I understand that I'm not the best-looking guy in these periods of attention. I think
maybe
that,
today, but in general terms.
And honestly, I think that that for some reason, I don't belong to what I used to call the tribe. I don't belong to the football tribe. I love football. Football is my life. I've been in football since I can remember, but I don't belong to the tribe. I don't lose time in the tribe. I don't lose time in creating an image, in creating a position of privilege. I don't belong to the tribe. I have the situation that I have, the prestige that I have, only because of my work and because of my results. Nobody gave me nothing. And nowadays is much easier than when I started. When I started, no football top manager without a big career as a player. I broke every wall. I was the first, or one of the first, for not to be unfair with somebody that I forget, that from zero become what I become, alone. Nobody gave me anything.
God gave you very good looks and ability to charm us. This young man back here, have you forgotten all about him?
Yeah, I don't forget. Do you know why? Do you know why I don't forget?
Why?
Because, you know, for how many years I don't win a trophy?
6 months.
One.
Oh, 1.5 years. Not 10. Yeah. Not 10. No. People forget that. People forget that. You know what I mean?
But the small margins between success and failure, that night, if Tim Howard doesn't spill that ball, that's how tight it can be sometimes, isn't it?
Of course. Of course. That's why I lost the Champions League semi-final in Liverpool on penalties. Yeah. That's why I lost.
That ball was over the line.
That's
by the way.
Why I lost the Champions League final Liverpool with the Luis Garcia.
That was in
goal.
He's trying to annoy you again.
No, that, of course there are matches in your career where you lose by an inch, you win by an inch. In a funny way, the guy that scored that goal against Man United, Costinha, mm-hmm. now and again he sends me an SMS. I just want to remember you. That without that goal, you wouldn't be the special one.
It's amazing what people think. Well, how much of your work, how much of your career, how much of your... Because I remember Sir Alex saying that, you know, you cannot win what he'd won. He was talking about him. And you've won as much, I guess, trophy-wise, worldwide, haven't you?
No.
Not
no,
quite?
No.
What have you had, 25, 26? What are you?
I won 25 and Sir Alex much, much more than me. The difference is that Sir Alex was everything in England and Manchester United, uh-huh. and I did it in four different countries.
So what he always said, yes, I think I had talent and I had great players, he said, but I also, at special moments in certain games, I got a little bit of good fortune that was a difference maybe between winning and losing. Would you agree with that? That you need luck as well as talent to achieve what you and Sir Alex have achieved?
I don't believe... You need a little bit of luck, but I also think that you force
you make
your
luck.
Make
your own luck.
A little bit, you know, you force it a little bit. The Sir Alex story of the Sir Alex, how do you call it, when United win in extra time, Saralek's time,
right? Fergie time.
Fergie time is not occasional. Fergie time is a consequence of his mentality, of his spirit, of his relation with these players. I think I don't have a bad record, even at Man United, about winning matches on extra time. Even this season, we did Juventus in minute 90-something.
Yeah, yeah.
We did some game at home that we were losing 2-0. Newcastle, I think, we won 3-2 also last minute. I think you can force your luck. And fundamentally, when a team has a strong collective personality and when has players that are not afraid to fight against the demons, let's say the demons of the last minute you are losing, I think you can force. I think the details are very important also on that. So.
One more thing I wanted to ask you. Was there a coach that inspired you when you were younger? Who did you look up to and think, I wouldn't mind being as good as he was?
I didn't have one. My history is, I was born in a match day for my father. He left the team to go and to see me when I was born. My daughter was born in a match day. My son was born in a match day. My life, has been all around football, and you know, I was always very professional, even as a kid. Mm-hmm. And then I never support a club. I was born.
You never supported a Portuguese club?
No. A part of my city club. But a part of my city club. In Portugal, everybody supports or Benfica, Porto, or Sporting, not me. Why? Because I was born a player's son. Mm-hmm. I grew up as a manager's son. And then I become myself a professional mm-hmm. coach. So I was always very professional. My club was my father's club. And then becomes my club. Mm-hmm. And then is my own nature of I arrive in a club, I wear the shirt, and I only take that very dirty and sweaty shirt in the day I left. And I fight for the club, and I don't care about my image, and I don't care about any consequence. That's why I go to Real Madrid, I become enemy of Barcelona. I went to Inter, in Torino, I cannot put a foot in because people hate me there. You know, this, you know, Chelsea, Arsenal fans, maybe not anymore because, but when I was a Chelsea manager, they hate me. I played 15 times against them. I won 12 and I drew 3. I don't know, something like that. I never lost. They hate me. You know, and I was always that professional. I never follow anybody. But let me tell you something. People sometimes confuse passion with emotional control. And I give you another example that you know that I'm right. You know that I'm right. Similar situations with me and other managers, different consequences. When Mourinho behaved bad on the touchline, when Mourinho kicks a bottle, when Mourinho does this, when Mourinho does that, he's out, he's suspended, he's paying for this. When Jurgen does, it's passion. When Pep does, it's passion. When Mourinho does, he's out. Do you know that I had a stadium ban?
Yes.
I had a stadium ban. I had to watch my team in the hotel without being able to contact with my team. It happened with me in the Stoke City, Chelsea. Mm. Compare the behaviors. Of course, I am different than I was 10 or 15 years ago, and I think about things. And I also think about the image, and I also think about the club, and I try to behave in a certain way.
Granted, two more and I'll leave you alone. Were you really in the laundry basket?
Yes.
Laundry basket?
Yes.
Whose idea was that?
I don't remember the idea. I know the fundamental thing of it. The fundamental thing of it is Chelsea Bayern Munich, a big match in the Champions League. I need to be with my players, and I did it. Yeah.
brilliant. You did say we'd never find you. We tried very hard.
And
not for the first time.
Ago,
you were right.
Yeah, but you don't know the story.
No.
Jose, you've been fantastic, not just here, but over the last 3 days. And on behalf of Be In Sports, thank you for your time,
your company.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks so much.
And if you are out of work for beyond 3 months, I do hope you'll come back and see us again.
Yeah, if the weather is nice, I'm back.
Any out of work managers, you two are lucky, who come and see us here and sit here at this table, are normally working within 2 months.
Let me tell the story. You know Stuart Bannister, the Chelsea kit man?
Yes.
The skinny Stuart.
Yes.
Okay? I go to the dressing room during the day. So I was there.
Yeah.
So I'm there since midday, and the game is 7 o'clock. And I just want to be in the dressing room when the players arrive. So I go there, nobody see me. The problem was to leave. Okay?
Ah.
And Stuart put me in the basket. And takes, but that basket, the metal one,
yeah.
the hard one,
the goes in the plane.
And I go there with a little bit open so I could breathe. But when Stuart is taking that outside the dressing room, outside the stadium, the UEFA guys, following all these guys that were saying that I was there, they were there desperate to find me. So when I was there, Stuart closed the box.
You couldn't breathe.
I couldn't breathe. When he opened the box, I was dying. I was serious. I was claustrophobic and I was... I promise.
You should have punched some holes in the top of that.
I was fucking really close there.
Oh, no. Terrific.
History could have been very different, could it not? Honestly, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Jose Mourinho. Jimmy, thank you for coming to see us. And same applies to you. We expect to see you back.
Yeah.
Hope you've enjoyed the afternoon. It's been very different and thoroughly enjoyable.
I think I'm a special one.